If you allow yourself to dream, vividly imagine it in your mind, speak it out in faith, then according to God's word, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believing, you shall receive.
According to the Statistical Abstract of the United States and the Bureau of the Census, 95% of the people by the age of 65 will either be dead, disabled, or broke. And this statistic does not exclude Christians. So what's going on?
Welcome to All Things Are Possible podcast with your host, S.T. Smith, where you'll get the uncompromised Word of God in bite-sized nuggets. So grab your Bible and get ready for some good news. Now here's your host, S.T. Smith.
Hello and welcome to episode 34 of All Things Are Possible. I'm your host, S.T. Smith, reminding you that Jesus is Lord. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world, and all things are possible with God. So with the Word of God open on the screen in front of me, let's look at this week's nugget. In the last episode, we left off mentioning how King David gave a charge to his son Solomon to be strong, to walk in the ways of the Lord, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it was written in the law of Moses. He told him that's how he will prosper in all that he does. Well, guess what? He couldn't do it. In fact, nobody could ever do that. Solomon loved the Lord, but he fell into idolatry. He burnt incense in the high places, which was used for other gods. Remember, Solomon was not born again. He didn't have a renewed mind, just like everyone else in the Old Testament. So how did he end up with wealth and wisdom? Well, in 1 Kings chapter 3, God appeared to him in a dream and asked him what he wanted. Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding to be able to govern the people he was in charge of. This pleased the Lord so much that he granted him what he asked for. He said, I will give you a wise and understanding heart, such as no one else has ever had or ever will have. And I will also give you what you didn't ask for, riches and fame. Remember in Joshua chapter 1, where the Lord told Joshua to be strong and very courageous, he said, be careful to obey all the instructions that Moses gave you. Don't deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you'll be successful in everything you do. He said, study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Well, I have news for you. Joshua wasn't able to do that, and no one was ever able to do that. That was the purpose of the law, to show that no one could keep the perfect commands of the Lord, and that's why they needed a Savior. So here's how New Testament believers should read Joshua 1. Because Jesus was strong and courageous and was careful to obey the instructions of the Lord and the law, and he didn't deviate from them either to the right or to the left, and because my faith is in Jesus, I will prosper and succeed in everything that I do. Look, we have to remember that everything we have access to is the result of what Jesus has done. He's the victor. He won the battle. All power and authority was given to him. And now, because Jesus is our Lord, he has given all that power and authority back to us so that we can rule and reign and prosper and succeed in this life. Remember John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We've discussed this before, but the Greek word translated life here is zoe, Z-O-E, and it means life in the absolute sense, life as God has it, according to Vine's Expository Dictionary. Everyone who is breathing has life in the sense of physical existence, but only those who receive Jesus can experience life as God intended it to be. So we see that Jesus didn't come only to save people from the torment of eternal hell, but also give them this Zoe life. When we line up our thoughts, emotions, and actions up with the instructions in God's word, then we'll find Zoe life manifest in our bodies and souls as well. And it starts with believing that Jesus was the only one that could do that. So our faith in him allows us, by grace, to prosper. Look, I have to read Galatians 2, verses 19 to 21 in the Message Bible. Paul said, what actually took place is this. I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God, and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could become God's man. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. And I'm no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I am not going to go back on that. Wow. 2 Peter 2, verses 3 and 4 says in the Modern English Version, his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by his own glory and excellence, by which he has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, so that through these things you might become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And the Apostle John said in 3 John 2, I pray above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So somebody said, well, why then aren't I prospering and why aren't I then in good health? Well, look at those two little words in that verse. Even as what? Even as your soul prospers. That's referring to the renewed mind. See, that's why it's so important to meditate on the Word of God. That's why it's so important to sow the Word of God into the abundant, fertile field of your imagination, your heart. Think about it. Meditate on it. See it as a reality in your imagination. Look, doing this doesn't keep the curveballs of life from being thrown at us. It doesn't stop circumstances from presenting themselves. But when our heart is abundantly filled with the Word of God, we'll have godly wisdom in how to respond to those curveballs. Listen, so we've all blown it. I've blown it many, many times, and I've made many mistakes. But I still knew that I had the right to prosper. But I didn't always prosper because of unwise actions, and it proved to be very costly. What about you? God may have given you a goal, and when you got it, you thought, praise the Lord, this is what I've been looking for. But you lacked the wisdom in how to achieve your goal, and the next thing you knew, you had no motivation and thought, what's the use of going on? Well, evidently, you needed godly wisdom. God's words not only promises prosperity for believers in whatever we do and wherever we go, but he also will make available to us the wisdom and how to get it done. Don't forget James 1, 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and without criticism, and it will be given to him. Look, life happens. Many times people have laid hold of the fact that they have a right to prosper, but they lack the wisdom on how to do it. They messed up so bad that they became discouraged. They stopped living by the word, and they were deceived by the devil. Look, the devil's still a toothless lion roaming around seeing who he can devour. God has provided the ability for the body of Christ to prosper in everything that we do and wherever we go. But I'll guarantee you this, it won't fall on you like apples falling off a tree. It'll take wisdom, understanding, prudence, judgment, and discretion to get it done. Now do yourself a favor. Write these words down. This is my goal. This year I will prosper in whatever I do and wherever I go. I will prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. Keep it before you at all times. Don't let that goal become distorted. Every opportunity you have to fail, get back into the Word of God and refresh your spirit with His Word. Remember and never forget, it's God's will for you to prosper and be in health. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and come back for the next episode, where S.T. Smith teaches how all things are possible through God's Word.